Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. February 4, 2025. Thank you for downloading. Sure enough, I am sick as a dog, but I am in New Orleans, Louisiana, Bourbon Street, the last place on earth you want to be when you are sick as a dog. But this is sometimes the way life plays out. Of course, I put a podcast smartly in the can on Saturday night, not thinking that much of anything would happen Sunday. And then, bam! Luka Doncic gets traded for Antonio Davis. Antonio Davis? No. Dale Davis? No. Anthony Davis.
Correct.
And the whole world flies apart. Andy Pollin joins me on a Tuesday morning. How are we doing, Andy?
I'm doing fine. It doesn't sound like you're doing too well, though.
I'm not doing too good. You're the king of never getting sick. When was the last time you were close to missing a shift due to illness?
I caught COVID from my granddaughter in September of 23, so I did miss 3 days. I felt good enough to go to work, but didn't want to infect anybody else.
So,
for 38 and a half years.
Yeah. I know. So it's sort of like it was like a healthy scratch for you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, holy shit. Let's start with that. The Luka Doncic trade to Anthony Davis, which has rocked the NBA world, the sports world in general, launched 1,000 memes and funny tweets in the wake of it. It is largely indefensible from the Maverick side, but I'm here to say, Andy, I understand what they did. I'm not saying it was smart or it's going to work out, but I understand it. Can you say the same, that you understand where the Mavericks were coming from?
Absolutely. You're faced with paying a guy $350 million who's aging, has never really gotten himself in shape. And the reality is he's going to have more injuries as years go on. So they're saying, we got a small window here. Apparently, there are reports that Anthony Davis wasn't happy with LeBron and son, and he wanted out anyway. So it may be one of those things that works out the way it should for both teams.
LeBron and son. Did you really just say that?
Yeah, well, that's what it is, right? I mean, that's...
I don't know. Why is Bronny factoring into any career decisions of Anthony Davis?
Well, maybe, you know, Anthony looks at it like, you know, yeah, this is really your team, but you may be taking it a little bit too far here with a kid who's clearly not an NBA player. Let's be honest.
Do you think that it's possible that a LeBron continues to force feed the team more Bronny James?
I think it's possible that Anthony Davis said something, and
said something to LeBron that set him off.
Well, I mean, you have kids. Who are the people in your life that you would defend more than anybody else? Your kids, right?
Generally speaking.
Yeah, so I can see how that might have, you know, caused some bad blood. But I think the more important part of it is the Luka part, where the Mavericks just went, yeah, I mean, we can see what's coming down the road here, and we don't want to be paying this guy $75 million a year to be sitting on the sidelines all the time.
Yeah, I see. I'm with you on that, in that it was a moment of clarity in which they left their bride virtually at the altar. They said, you know what? This is going to be quite the stir. People are going to be talking about this one, that we didn't show up for the wedding, that we just left in the middle of the night. All the flowers had been bought. All the deposits have been paid. The DJ was ready to go. And I just left because I had a bad feeling about this. Barkley put it well. He said, look, when you're into a guy for $350 million, you're married.
Yeah.
And they got spooked by it. Now, look, right now, Luka Doncic is the hot Southern belle from Ole Miss. Blonde, blue-eyed, and gives the freakiest sex ever. She's a Delta Phi Kappa or whatever sorority it is that's known for the Southern belles. And she's like, I want to be your wife. I want nobody else in the world. But they're looking at this other frat brother named the Philadelphia 76ers, who also married a similar woman in the name of Joel Embiid. And that night, that marriage has been a nightmare, right?
Yeah, and I also think that it's possible, if we want to go with this analogy, that this person has been seen at Dunkin' Donuts too often. You know, and while she was able to keep the shapely figure when she was 22, 28, 29, who knows?
I also liken it to, remember The Sopranos when Christopher is with Adriana and he's deciding, are we going to go run away to the witness protection program? And they're stopped at a gas station and he sees this family next to him pull up and get gas. And it's the downtrodden dad, two kids running around being sloppy pains in the ass, the wife looking bedraggled. And he had that moment of clarity, like, I do not want this. I will go back to the mafia and whatever is going to happen to Adriana is going to happen. Remember that?
And it did.
That was the Mavericks. Now, it could still be a major miscalculation. Maybe Luka goes to the Lakers and he gets himself in shape because he's pissed off. Like, hey, all right, so I wasn't an underwear model when I was with you guys, but fuck. And maybe he won't be as injured recently as he is now with the Lakers. So I get that. Now, the other part of this was, why didn't they shop him? I have a belief on that as well. Do you think they made a mistake by making a midnight move like this?
No, I don't.
Because
I think if you're shopping him around, I think that's a bad message that you're sending to the fan base. And the other thing that was interesting about this is that neither of the players knew about this, apparently, nor did Jason Kidd, the coach of the Mavericks. This is the way. And as far as, you know, big trades have gone, this is not the biggest name that was traded. Well, Will Chamberlain was traded a couple of times, one time in his prime. But as Barkley accurately pointed out, when you trade a superstar, you usually don't get one in return. You're usually trading a superstar for a bag of donuts. And what you got here is very intriguing. But you also have, you know, two guys who have also been injured. You know, we don't really know how well Davis is going to hold up, too, in Dallas, because he's been out a lot with injuries. So, you know,
wherever this trade ranks, I would say it's not top two. The top two are number two, Wayne Gretzky to the Kings.
Yep.
Because the owner was in severe financial distress. And number one was Babe Ruth for the rights to No-No Nanette.
Yeah, basically for $100,000. Yeah, but also in not the Gretzky case. The Gretzky case, because that was out of money. That's the most absurd deal of all time. You traded the greatest player of all time in his prime. The Ruth thing is it was somewhat like Wilt and somewhat like Luka. They were sick of him. I mean, he was there. I read where there were brothels around Fenway Park, and often you know, after the
that
game.
That were tired of the Bambino's shenanigans?
Yeah. No, they played afternoon games in those days. There were no lights, so he would leave Fenway Park in the afternoon and, you know, show up in the clubhouse the next day having never gone home. And, you know, they just felt like this is not going to go anywhere. They were wrong, obviously.
Right.
But, yeah, that was part of the deal, too.
So it's not unprecedented, but it's certainly rare. Yeah. I would say one thing, though, and this really hurts the league's overall credibility as an unserious league, because in a serious league, the notion is teams try to draft the best players, pay them top dollar when they become stars, and then keep those best players.
Yeah. Right.
At all costs.
That doesn't happen anymore. There's no more Larry Bird playing his whole career in Boston. No more Magic playing his whole career in Los Angeles. No more Jordan playing his whole career in Chicago.
Well, there's a couple. I asked my buddy Armin. I said, give me some OTOFs in the NBA. One team Hall of Famers. They include Tim Duncan. They include Dirk Nowitzki. They include Reggie Miller. So there are some, but you're right. It's a very rare thing. And what's got everyone in Milwaukee nervous is tick-tock on Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, there was a report that they did check with Milwaukee on that deal, and they didn't want to
give up. There was a report on that. Yeah. Yes, there was a report on that. Giannis, after they got beat by the Grizzlies Sunday night, was asked to give his comments about it, and he said he was glad that a European player was now in L.A., as the face of the franchise in a major city. He said, I want to see Jokic someday in New York as a European player, as the face of a franchise in a major city. And then inexplicably, Andy, and I went off on this, no one in that press room said, well, wait a minute, what about you? They didn't ask him. Can you believe that?
Yeah, they're afraid. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the obvious question? He's saying, proud for European players. Yeah. We got one going to L.A. I want to see this other one, Jokic, go to New York, even though he's never said he wanted to play there. And he's the one guy that's been trying to pry out of small market Milwaukee forever. And nobody asked, well, does this mean you want out too someday?
Yeah.
Just left it hanging. Anyway, it's going to be interesting. And then there was another major move involving De'Aaron Fox and a bunch of players and picks. The way the NBA now throws around literally coupon books of first rounders is crazy. Well, and they stretch so far into the future because they had to create rules that said you can't trade multiple picks in a row, first round picks. It's bad for your fan base to have any hope for new players.
Well, that goes back to Ted Stepien, the idiot owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers in the early 80s. And what was happening pre-lottery is everybody was outside his door salivating because they thought, okay, we'll get Cleveland's number one pick for this assorted veteran. They were bringing in veterans just to trade them to Ted Stepien. And then just as those picks were ripening, the NBA said, that lottery, because I was in Dallas at the time. And that's what the Mavericks were trying to do. They were hoping to get Patrick Ewing, and they traded some, you know, like Ralph Drollinger or something to Cleveland. They got a first rounder, but it didn't work out the way they wanted it to.
We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab. Also, on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Yeah. All right. That brings us to the NFL. And yesterday or Sunday was the flag football game as part of the Pro Bowl games.
Ugh, I didn't watch a second of it.
Okay. Did you happen to catch or glance any highlights?
I say a second. I watched maybe 2 minutes of it and thought, this is really stupid. These guys were jumping into some box that was filled with foam. I mean, I understand. I guess people watch it on television, but you know, this just doesn't work. It just is not anything close to football.
You and I run the risk of being a 66 and 56 year old man shaking our fists vigorously at the clouds from our porch top chairs. But I would like to elaborate why I hate the game so much. And it's basically this: it infantilizes the players and the league. Yeah. And I don't want that with NFL players. NFL players are the toughest, most insane, athletic warriors we've got. And we put so much intensity as fans and emotion into these games, right? The weeks that they happen during the season, that they're battles, right? And then the NFL wants to cap it off with a game of gravity ass, because that's all it is. You know, grabbing flags off of somebody running around, it doesn't matter if you play it on a football field, doesn't matter if you've got a football that you throw around, it's a game of gravity ass.
Yep.
And I don't like seeing that. It makes them look like children. I'd rather them not play it. Or if they played it, please God, don't televise it.
Yeah, the symbol of the NFL should be Ronnie Lott, cut off my finger so I can play this week instead of next week. That's what the league should be all about. And yes, these guys running around with their baseball hats on and
bucket hats.
Yeah,
I mean, bucket hats are the hallmark of an unserious activity, right?
Right. This is what we do, civilians. This is what we do at the family reunion. This is not what you should be doing in an NFL sponsored event.
And yet the announcers are there and they're having to pump it up. I heard, I forget if it was Van Pelt or somebody else say, oh man, isn't this fun? Well, and I felt like screaming, no, it's not fun. It's cringe is what it is. And the league did this all because the players that used to for years play a tackle game, not at full intensity, with no qualms whatsoever, finally decided, I don't want to do this. They quit. The players quit on the endeavor.
Right, but
that's also annoying to think about.
But the league insisted on doing this because no matter what the NFL puts on television, somebody's going to watch it.
I know, and I'm sure the flag football game will get numbers, and I'm sure that there will be emails from people going, my kid watched it. He loved it. You guys are being old. You got to embrace the fact that these kids worship Justin Jefferson, so they just wanted to see him play flag football. You don't know that my daughter likes to play flag football. She's got an organized team in a league somewhere, and part of me is going to say, well, yeah, the NFL wants that. This is their way of roping in more female fans and customers, and that's a huge part of their business plan.
Yeah, the last NFL Pro Bowl moment that mattered was Sean Taylor blowing up Brian Moorman, the punter. That was it.
I know.
After that, everybody went home.
I actually watched a little bit of the women's flag football game the day before, I think it was a couple hours before. That's what it was, a couple hours before the actual men's game. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is terrible. But Laura Rutledge, who called the game, did a pretty good job of it. I was shocked. She had all these facts and research on what kind of offensive schemes they use. And I'm thinking to myself, we're talking about girls playing flag football, right?
She's an up-and-comer. She must have seen this as an opportunity for her. Good for her.
I don't know if she's an up-and-comer. I think she's an up-and-here. She's already here. She's established.
She's gone, you know, past the Aaron Andrews level here.
I think by far, yes. Because she can host studio shows, which she does, and capably. Aaron could not do that. They tried to get her to do that, and it didn't quite work. She just didn't have whatever little skill set was needed in that regard. But she's done very well as well. They just make all their ESPN people do this. Poor Dan Orlovsky had to call that flag football game and pretend like it was something.
No. All nobody because, has hey. The benefit for him. I'm sure he's making a nice salary.
I know.
But, Orlando probably didn't hurt him.
Well, you know, we're all asked to do things at times that make us question, why am I doing this? Like, say, interview Ryan Leaf on Radio Row for the 9th straight year in a row. You sent me a picture from a radio station that shall go unnamed that was interviewing Ryan Leaf, the former Chargers bust quarterback who obviously had some serious life issues along the way, drug addiction, I believe a brain tumor he survived as well.
Yeah, he's turned his life around, and he's doing quite well now. But this is the issue that I was trying to give you, and you know this from doing Radio Row many, many years. Monday, they bring around the guys who want more money because they had too many concussions. You know, it's like the Broadway Danny Rose thing, the one-legged tap dancer, the one who has the canary that sings. And the guests get better along during the week, but it's always the same thing. And then on Friday, and I admire what he did, but Adam Sandler comes around with his crew to promote some movie that's coming out in the summer, and he goes from place to place, and it's basically Groundhog Day. Like, nothing ever changes, you know, during the week. And I haven't been in 10, 12 years, I don't think, but I think if I walk back into it today, it would seem exactly like it did in 2007 or 8 or 9 or whatever year it was, so.
It would, but also it would stun you. As I walked around the Radio Row convention hall, for a couple things struck me. Today when I did my show at 6 a.m., it was dead quiet. I was the only morning radio show there. That did not used to be the case, you know.
Really?
There used to be some morning shows from the East Coast stations that would gut it out and broadcast super early in the Central Time Zone at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m.
But who was
there?
There
was nobody there.
No guests, right?
I know. Well, there's no guests, so why should you be there? Now, I think a station could benefit from sending their talent to this thing if they go out at night and collect stories and talk to some people off the record and get some scuttlebutt and have some stories to tell. I think there's some value in that. Not for what it costs, though, to send everyone down here. Of course, the guests are not worth the cost either because, as you know, it's just the same old cavalcade of C-level heads.
Well, and also there's the barter system is that you take this schmagaggy so that you can have Joe Montana on Thursday. And, you know, it's the same drill, too. You get Montana for 5 minutes and a minute and a half of that. You got to plug Skechers or whatever else he's doing. And then you do it with Super Bowl memories and he moves on to the next table and does the same thing. And, you know, after a while, I mean, it was fun and I got to see people that I would, you know, work with over the years and different kids, and we went out to dinner and all that. But at the end of the day, you go, well, is our radio show better for having been at the Super Bowl? And usually the answer is no, right?
Yeah. It's a convention that doesn't have any traditional convention type things like organized structured sessions to talk about how do we grow advertising if the ratings aren't where they need to be, or here's ways to better book guests with your, you know, like there's none of that. That was the case, if there is something that was a structured kind of a deal, but it's really just it's a peacock show to say, ooh, look, I saw Sal Pal today walking through Radio Row, you know, oh, there's a buzz. Adam Sandler is here.
Now, back in the day, because I went to some of these early Radio Rows. I mean, I'm talking, the first one I went to was in 1988, and I went to early 90s, and there wasn't this structure of, you know, barter system, and everybody was attached to a product. So Jerry Jones would walk in the room, and it'd be like a school of piranhas of producers just trying to drag him over to the different tables. Now it's got some structure to it. But back in the day, man, it was a free-for-all.
What if I told you that on March 25th at the Hyatt Regency in Lost Pines Resort in Austin, Texas, the ABMA will hold its annual convention? Who is the ABMA? The American Brush Manufacturers Association. That is literally what comes up when I type in Fuller Brush Convention, which is what you always called this event.
Well, Fuller Brush, remember, you may be too young for this, but that's back in the day when the guy would knock on your door and he would have a suitcase full of samples and you would
brushes being brooms, dusters,
brush, you know, this
anything this that was a brush.
Yeah. And now, you know, nobody would let you in and nobody's home. That was another thing. Women didn't work then. So there was somebody home in the middle of the day. That's not the case.
But it still goes on. Isn't that funny? Are you surprised that the World Brush Expo is still a thing?
Amazing.
All right. One more NFL thing. Myles Garrett has demanded a trade or asked for a trade or politely said, hey, would like it if you traded me to a contender. He is a absolute, you know, one of only a small handful of disruptors on the edge on defense. How much would you pay for him if you're a team willing to trade for him? And does it concern you that he's the kind of guy that says, I want to trade?
No, I mean, he has not complained for a long time in Cleveland. Okay. I think he sees what's going on. And rooting for a team, which, by the way, I don't know if this news has traveled to you yet, but
Commanders will stay.
We'll stay the Commanders.
I saw that.
They have cap room and need for defensive ends, so I would welcome here.
So what would you give up then? Would you give up two number ones? This year's first and next year's first?
Yeah, if you have to do that,
I'll
tell you something. This organization did that prior to free agency. It was called the Roselle Rule, and you had to give up what the commissioner said, or it was two number ones, and they did that with Wilbur Marshall, who played out his option with the Bears, and there was no freedom of movement, so they gave the Bears two number ones and won a Super Bowl, and he was one of their best defensive players. I'd think about it.
So back to the other story. Dateline Ashburn, Virginia. The Commander's name isn't going anywhere. Owner Josh Harris settled that topic in a press conference on Monday. Quote, I think it's now embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff. So we're going with that. How do you feel?
Yeah, I watched the whole news conference. And I think he owns the 76ers. He owns the Devils, and the top priority for this organization right now is getting a stadium deal done. And it's pretty clear they want to get it with the District of Columbia. And it's a long, expensive process to do this.
And to change your name.
Change your name. And also, they're coming off a season where they went to the NFC Championship game. So if I were making that decision, I would do it. They also have hired the former head of Campbell's Soup as their CEO, right. Mark Klaus. And who knows branding better than Campbell? So I think this discussion was probably had before they hired him. And I don't think it's the wrong decision.
You know, Andy, you are talking once again out of both sides of your mouth. You said several weeks ago you would like to change it back to football team.
Yes, I would.
And now you're like, well, this is probably the right move.
But they're not.
Do you not hear your own two-sidedness?
Okay, but you want me to make a grand campaign? Do you want me to kick and scream on the floor? Say, this is not the Redskins anymore.
I don't want you to howl at the moon, Andy. Just for once, though, I would like you to say, this sucks. This sucks. This is the wrong call. They had their chance and they blew it. Can you just say that once?
Number one priority, win the Super Bowl. Number two, get the stadium built in D.C. Once you do those two things, then you can bitch and moan about the name. But also, they have said that they're going to have branding that will celebrate the past. So I think they're going to bring, like, the stripes back on the helmet. I think you could even see a feather. You know, it's not
perfect. Stripes. You're not going to get a new name. You're not going to get a return to anything. You're going to get stripes, though, at least. So there's that. Okay. See, if the team goes 7-9, they're still the sucky Commanders that nobody likes.
But they're a much better organization. And most importantly, the idiot who made the name change, and it was his fault, is gone. That's the most important.
I know, which is why I really believed it would have been great if Harris had said, look, I bought the team, but I didn't buy the name. The guy that left named it, and that still is a sore spot for fans who had to deal with that regime. We're going to move off of it.
Okay, but again, I look at this maybe a little bit differently. I have two grandchildren. They will never know anything other than Commanders. And there were people who complained for a long time about the Bullets changing to the Wizards, and it's been almost 30 years, and people are kind of over it. They stink. Yeah.
People stop complaining about the name because of the relentlessly bad basketball that was put on the court. Problem fixed.
That's
all right, last Last one. How'd you like Bianca Censori and Kanye West last night crashing the Grammys red carpet? Weren't even invited. And then Ms. Censori, who is an Australian model, who is also an architect, like Costanza. I'm an architect, believe it or not. She works for Kanye's shoe brand. Just goes pretty much full naked in the tightest fitting, most see-through, quote, dress you've ever seen.
Well, I mean, isn't that kind of fitting in with the whole Grammy music industry thing right now? You know, my world still is Billy Joel and Elton John, so it's hard for me to relate to whatever.
You saw that. You saw it, though, right?
I saw the news about it. I wasn't watching.
Did you see the photo?
Yeah.
Did you see the video? She's got an incredible body. Oh my God.
Okay, yeah. Sure. That's great. Mazel tov.
And you don't think it's out of bounds because it's Hollywood and this is what they do. They do outrageous things to try to get attention. Achieved. Congratulations.
That's not the industry I'm in. I'm in the industry where people give hot takes.
I know, Andy, but there is something called society and you have kids that look up to musical artists.
Yeah.
And do they really need to see a full-blown naked woman on the red carpet?
No, but that's you know, the
part of growing up in the internet age, right?
Yeah, the line keeps moving, you know.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, Andy, I appreciate your time. Sorry that my voice was not good today. I'm going to try to keep on recovering. And do you want me to go try to find the bar that we went to that was all Will and Grace that one night 22 years ago?
And that was a much bigger deal then than it would be now. I guess it
wasn't a big deal. It was like, cool, there's a bunch of gay people here watching Will and Grace. I'm going to leave them to their enjoyment. We turned around.
Well, we did. But I would say this. I would want you to feel better, if nothing more, than to really enjoy a good meal, because you can't find a bad one there. And hopefully you'll
so good.
Enjoy it. How long are you staying for the game? You going to be there till Monday?
No, we're coming back. We're coming back on Saturday. We were sent here basically by the Packers to promote the draft coming up in Green Bay. We've got a beautiful set. Set looks like a replica of Lambeau Field with a fake little Lambeau Leaf bench you can go and do on. So it's the nicest setup I've ever had, for sure. But, man, let me tell you, Andy, some of these setups for these shows and podcasts and streaming shows, and, you know, FanDuel and DraftKings and the McAfee show, they're unlike anything. I mean, we're talking 20-foot by 20-foot steel girder, professional studio lights, cameras, the whole schmear. They must cost $100,000 to set up, to contract for. Where's the money coming from? Gambling, well, yes.
And they're paying McAfee $15 million. What's another $100,000 for a set?
You're right. I guess you're right. Why not? All right, Andy, Godspeed, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too. Take care, Zabe.
I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab. Also, on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. cash out, use the funds on other bets, or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.